Lebanese troops shelled a Palestinian camp in North Lebanon today after al-Qaeda-inspired militants killed two soldiers there. The army and Fatah al-Islam militants have battled at the coastal Nahr al-Barat camp for nearly 8 weeks. Professor of political science at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, Khalil Karam, says the militants forced the engagement on the Lebanese government.
The Lebanese army is pounding the refugee camp. This is true. But the refugee camp is no more a refugee camp. This is very important to be known because all the refugees left the camp. And the persons who were still there were directly or indirectly supporting the Fatah al-Islam terrorist group. This is a very, very important note, please. The refugee camp is no more a refugee camp. It's a battlefield. It was decided so by Fatah al-Islam. The army didn't want at all to go through this war against the Palestinians. They know very well that it's not the way to deal with the Palestinian issue in Lebanon, which was at the very beginning in 1975, the real cause for the Lebanese war.
More than 200 people have been killed in the fighting, making it Lebanon's worst internal violence since the 1975 to 1990 civil war. Today also marks the first anniversary of the Israeli incursion into southern Lebanon. About 1,200 Lebanese died during the 34-day conflict, which began after militants belonging to the radical Hezbollah group killed 8 Israeli soldiers and captured 2 others in a cross-border raid. 158 Israeli soldiers were killed in the fighting, and 43 civilians perished in deliberate rocket strikes on civilian targets in northern Israel.